Tomorrow is the kickoff of the Imagination Library in Dillingham. They'll be celebrating a program that gives kids a free book each month from birth through age 5. In rural places like Dillingham that often don't have billboards and road signs, experts say it's critical to find creative ways to get kids to read. KDLG's Daisha Eaton brings us the story of an Alaska Native woman who's partnering with a country western legend to get books inside homes.
Like schools across Alaska, Dillingham High School is trying to figure out how to improve graduation rates. They've added mentorship programs, they're looking at starting college prep classes, and improving teacher retention. But new research suggests you have to start earlier, much earlier.
There's no picture, so you have to use your imagination.
Robin Cheney lives in Dillingham. She has 3 kids and is a member of the Chogyam tribe. The petite woman with long black hair and small round glasses sits in a brightly decorated corner of the Dillingham Library, surrounded by mothers with babies on their laps and toddlers all bouncing up and down in their miniature bright yellow plastic chairs. Today she's reading about spaghetti.
Spaghetti! Spaghetti! You're wonderful stuff! I love you, spaghetti! I can't get enough!
It doesn't really matter what she's reading about. It just matters that she's reading to them. This is the exact age when experts say reading is critical, pre-kindergarten. When Cheney learned that, she decided she wanted to do something more to get those really little kids that couldn't make it to her weekly story hour for one reason or another, reading. Recently, she got some help from someone she never expected.
Hi, I'm Dolly Parton. You hold the key that can open the door to excitement, adventure, and learning.
That's Parton talking about the Imagination Library, part of her Dollywood Foundation's effort to get parents reading to their children. Reading's an issue near to Parton's heart, as she grew up poor in rural Tennessee, with few books. She sings about it in her song, Coat of Many Colors.
Back through the years, I go wandering once again. Back to the seasons of my youth. I recall a box of rags that someone gave us, and how my mama put the rags to you.
The Imagination Library gives kids a book a month from birth through their 5th birthday, absolutely free.
So last summer we found a group of really motivated parents who were willing to be involved and put a little board together and put in a grant. We were awarded our grant this fall.
Best Beginnings, a statewide nonprofit literacy program, coordinates Imagination Libraries in Alaska and provides grants to pay for the books. Cheney says when she started working with Best Beginnings, she knew reading to little kids was important. But the more she learned, the more she realized, even though it doesn't seem like they understand.
It really begins when they're young children. We have kids coming into kindergarten who are behind, which is kind of a new thing for me that I became aware of, that children can come in without some pre-reading skills, and that makes them struggle in their early years in school.
Barbara Brown with Best Beginnings says Cheney's right. Over the first year of life, the brain more than doubles in size. By age 3, a child's brain is twice as active as an adult's. Reading with kids during this time helps them make sense of their new world, laying the foundation for future learning. But many kids in Alaska aren't getting what they need before kindergarten. Brown explains.
Right now in the state, there's an assessment done of kindergarten children the first week as they show up for kindergarten. And in that assessment, it's showing real clearly that children are showing up for kindergarten missing basic building blocks for learning.
So if a kid comes to kindergarten and they can't do certain things like sound out words or rhyme, things kids learn through reading, Brown says they usually stay behind all the way to 3rd grade. And that's when reading experts say you're supposed to be able to read.
What they usually say is that you're learning to read up to 3rd grade, but after 3rd grade, you need to know how to read in order to read to learn.
That's when it's all over, not middle school, not high school, 3rd grade. And more studies are saying it's where kids are on that first day of kindergarten that determines it all. Reading, high school, graduation, even college, a job, and general success in life. In rural communities like Dillingham that aren't what experts call literacy rich, that's a particular concern. Cheney explains.
There maybe aren't signs. There maybe you know, isn't, there just aren't a lot of words that you would see in the community, exit signs, stop signs. And so by having these books, the Imagination Library, what we're doing is we're having books in people's homes that hopefully, even if parents aren't reading, older siblings can read to them. And if a child is signed up when they're born, by the time they hit the 5-year cutoff, they might have a library of 60 books in their home. And so we're hoping if they're there, we're making their home more literacy rich. There are more words, more stories.
In Dillingham, I'm Daisha Eaton.